إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Islam is a very practical religion. Everything in Islam is based on action. Islam doesn't have a mythology. Islam doesn't have a philosophy. The ideology of Islam is actual action, practice. Now, you know and I know that all religions talk about spirituality and everybody talks about how to get connected with the Creator, and all religions have some methodology of doing that. But the only religion where spirituality is not just spoken about, but an actual practical plan to enhance our spirituality, that is in Islam. And what's more, that this plan of creating and enhancing spirituality is not from the imagination of any human being, no matter how learned, no matter how pious, but this connection with the Creator and how to achieve that connection is prescribed by the Creator Himself. So one is somebody, whoever it might be, telling you that you should do this and that in order to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person may be a pious person, may be a learned person, whoever, but at the end of the day, that person is a human being. So whatever he or she may say depends on whatever comes into their mind. The sources of that are not necessarily authentic. But when how to connect with the Creator is prescribed by the Creator Himself, then there cannot be any doubt about the efficacy and about the effectiveness of that method. But like all such things, the final result depends on the practicing of the method, not just knowing the method. It's like, to give you an example, it's like nowadays it is fashionable for people to go on diets. Somebody was telling me that there is a dietitian here who, just if you speak to her, she takes 50,000 rupees as the fees. And after that, she will prescribe you what you should actually not eat. I mean, not. The whole point of dieting is not to eat. So my point is, okay, you go to the dietitian, you pay 50,000 rupees, you get this diet, and then you don't follow the diet. It's, I mean, carrying the diet ship, the diet sheet around in your hand is not going to help you to change your, you know, whatever it is you are trying to lose weight or, you know, combat your sugar or whatever the thing might be. You have to actually do that diet, follow that diet. Then results will come. So therefore, in terms of spirituality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed this and He said, Kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become muttaqoon. Islam's definition of spirituality is taqwa. To make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala number one in our lives, which means that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the number one concern of the one who is a muttaqi. Everything else comes thereafter. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. And that comes first because the muttaqi is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, over and above anyone and anything else. The benefit of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you can never be parted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the realities of those in this world who we love is that there is parting. One day there is parting. There is no one who we love who will be with us forever throughout our lifetime. No, whoever it might be, good or bad. One day there is a parting. except for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no party. The one who loves Allah, he is with his beloved always. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be with the one you love. One of the Sahaba, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that I should be with you in Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, I will make the dua, but tell me, what is it that you are doing for this? What is it that you are doing to be with me in Jannah? The Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I have no amal, I have no actions. But I love you and I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be with those you love. Now, all such ahadith, I always, whenever I mention this, I also say, a disclaimer. Anytime a Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I have no amal, please don't take that, you know. The Sahabi with no amal has more amal than all the good people in this world put together. Let us understand this one very clear thing. The position of the Sahaba is different from anybody else. So when he says, I have no amal, it does not mean I am not praying, I am doing, no. For the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, to say that they are praying every salah in the masjid was not something, it was like saying I am breathing. What is there to say? Everybody breathes. Today we have brought disobedience to such a level that if somebody goes and prays one salah in the masjid, he thinks he is doing a great thing. Alhamdulillah, he is doing a great thing in today's world. We don't discount that. May he pray one, may he pray two, three, four, five. May this increase, inshallah. If somebody is praying tahajjud, he thinks, oh, mashallah, you know, I am the wali of the waqt, of the time, that I am praying tahajjud. I mean, the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma, all of this was standard. I mean, there is no, everybody prayed tahajjud. Everybody prayed in the masjid. If they were near Masjid Nabawi Sharif, they would pray behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If they were far away, they would pray in whichever masjid of their locality. But these were things which you don't need to mention them because this was standard. So when a Sahabi comes and says, I have no amal, please don't think that, you know, okay, so therefore he's like me. No. That's a completely different. So from their perspective, he is talking about their standard. Now the point I'm making here is that therefore, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is mentioned in this hadith. So therefore, how do we develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So who is a muttaqi? The one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the greatest, and therefore he is afraid of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. So taqwa is not fear of Allah. Taqwa is fear of offending Allah who you love the most. This is how the hubb of Allah and the khashyat of Allah come together in the concept of taqwa. The love of Allah and the fear of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come together in this concept of taqwa. I fear to disobey the one that I love the most. So the more I love Allah, the more my fear of disobeying Allah will increase. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with this taqwa. So this spirituality, now this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in order to develop this, fasting has been prescribed on you. Now why fasting? Because in fasting, during the period of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has made haram on us things which are normally halal. Not only normally halal, but if you are eating halal food, and if you eat in the way of the sunnah, if you say Bismillah before you eat, and you make shukr after you eat, not only is that halal, but this becomes an amal of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward you for doing this. Yeah, so spiritual reward, inshallah, good for the body also. Same thing with water, same thing with whatever. The point is that such actions which are good in themselves and which are means of benefit in themselves have become haram on us from the time of when the time for Salatul Fajr begins, from that time to the time for the coming in of the time for Salatul Maghrib. During this period, this halal amar becomes haram. Why? For only one reason. My way of saying it is, Allah said, because I say so. Khalas. Why? Because I say so. This is the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. There's no why. Because I say so. Not because it is good for health and this and all of this is subsidiary. Maybe, may not be. If somebody is fasting because it is good for health, then his fast is not a fast because his niyat is for something else. Yeah, innama al-amal binniyat. We must fast, make sure that you make the niyyah that you are fasting in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to develop taqwa in ourselves. So now Allah made halal things into haram, and reason is because I say so. What is the purpose? Is not to give you some taklif. Purpose is to reinforce and reiterate the fact that if you are able to leave even the halal because Allah said so, what about the haram which also Allah said you should leave? What is normally haram, if you are not eating and drinking and so on during the time of fasting because Allah prohibited, how can outside of fasting, outside of Ramadan, how can you do things which are clearly haram? How can you be gambling or alcohol or dealing in interest or not praying or lying and cheating and oppressing people and whatever? How can you do that? Because here even the halal you left for the pleasure of Allah, then what about the haram? So Ramadan is not for itself. Ramadan is not because, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to trouble us by depriving us of food and water. Our eating and drinking doesn't go to Allah. That's why Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, during the period of fasting, even if somebody attacks you, even if somebody curses you and whatnot, say, Ana Sahib, say, I am fasting. Don't respond, don't reply. All of this is what? All of this is practice. All of this is mashq. This month of Ramadan is like a khanqah. This month of Ramadan is like a madrasa. This month of Ramadan is like a, you know, diet program, if you want to call it, where we stay away from all this, all kind of lagviyat, all kinds of useless things, all kinds of useless talk, all kinds of, you know, looking at the phone when Fajr reminder is going on, all kinds of, at the time of Ibadah, you know, instead of Ibadah, shaitan guides you here and there, you know, the phone. That's why I'm saying, leave the phones at home. This is a piece of shaitan in your pocket. Leave him at home. So, the key thing is to understand this. And therefore, this period, no ghibat and no slander and no gossip. And now, does it become halal after Ramadan? After, on the day of Eid, now we are free to slander, free for ghibah, free for lying, cheat. No. This is practice so that this will continue for the rest of our lives, not just rest of the year, rest of our lives. And therefore, I remind myself and you, this is the beauty of Islam. You want to develop spirituality, this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, develop taqwa. What is the way of taqwa? Stay away from everything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the doubtful. Stay away from everything which Allah does not like. This is taqwa. And the muttaqi is the most spiritual person in the world. The spiritual person is not somebody who is, doing all kinds of stuff which normally people today consider spirituality. A spiritual person is the one who is connected with Allah and who is connected with and who has taqwa in his heart. So I remind myself and you, let us focus therefore on following this system. Ramadan has come for this. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Let us therefore monitor ourselves and do two things. Number one, make a list in our lives and say, what in my life am I doing today which is the disobedience of Allah? Every sunnah is obedience of Allah. Going against the sunnah is disobedience of Allah. Very simple. Every sunnah is obedience, and going against the sunnah is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So is this happening in my life? Make a list of that. Those things we must eliminate. Khalas, I will not do it from today. Finished. Make the niyat, cut it out. Who else is pleased, displeased? Don't worry about all that. Because none of them will come into our grave. We go alone. So let us make sure we grow in the right way. So make a list, do that, and monitor this whole period of 29 or 30 days is enough to bring about a habit change. Psychologists tell us that habit change happens after 21 days. Here we are looking at 29 days minimum, maybe 30 days. So therefore, habit change will happen, inshallah. You make it a habit to pray Salatul Fajr and all the other salawat in the masjid, becomes a habit. Then normally it will happen. So also with everything else, make it into a habit and fix it so that inshallah mustahan, our lives will be lives of muttaqeen going forward. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.